The Colorado State Demography Office predicts a population increase of 8.5 million people by 2050. Along with the state's rapidly growing population, arable land is increasingly being developed to accommodate for new homes, both modest and extravagant, as well as shopping centers, parking lots, and transportation infrastructure. Individuals with large land holdings, such as historic ranches on the western slope, have a special responsibility to guide the course of this development.
My name is Meryl Johnson. I don't know.
You're the visionary.
I guess I'm the visionary.
Meryl's mother, Pam, refers to her daughter as the visionary because Meryl has been hard at work for years to diversify her parents' property. Like many others, Pam and Randy Johnson moved west to escape the bustle of urban life. Prior to purchasing Cedar Ridge Ranch in 1999, they lived outside of Chicago and worked for major corporations like Family Circle and Gammon International.
We just kind of changed everything and came out here very suddenly, and when we bought the ranch, it was an exclusive horse ranch.
The ranch is located northeast of Carbondale, Colorado, and was until recently operated exclusively as a horse boarding facility. After graduating from the Sustainable Studies program at Colorado Mountain College, Meryl was inspired to apply her education at home.
We started composting, so from the horse manure and hay and sawdust from the horse boarding, we made compost. And then from the compost, we started working with local farmers and gardeners. And then at that time, we learned about the whole food movement and realizing the necessity of having respect for the landscape and respect for the water and respect, therefore, for food and life.
Shortly after beginning to sell compost, the Johnsons were raising large black heritage pigs fed with food waste from local grocery stores and spent grain from local breweries. Next, a portion of the horse stables were converted into artist studio space. Cedar Ridge Ranch now has chickens and zebu cattle, grows organic vegetables, and recently began to explore glamping.
Glamping has been all over the world, Italy and Europe, for a long, long, long time, but it is just hitting the United States. And I like to say that I'm the GLA part of the AMPING, the glamorous part.
In addition to further diversifying their income from the property, the Johnsons view this as an opportunity to educate others about sustainability.
So once somebody comes to see the property, understands how the water flows and creates life on this property, and how that life then extends to them through chicken, eggs, pork, vegetables, that life force is something that needs to be protected and respected. And they have the ability to do that through their consumer behavior, their water use.
To accommodate for these many new land uses, the Johnsons had to change their water usage code from agricultural to commercial, a decision they feel saves Cedar Ridge Ranch from becoming another subdivision.
We're really trying to keep the landscape looking the way it is.
Ultimately, the Johnsons view this adventure of economic diversification as a means for preserving the vitality of their land while furthering people's understanding of local food systems.
So in order for us to continue to have a social impact and an environmental impact, we need to be economically sustainable. And so we, as a farm, have also ventured into these different diversifications because it allows us to become a resilient business. When you have only one stream of income, that makes you very, very vulnerable. You know, let's just say we just had cows and then the cattle market drops. That's a huge, huge vulnerability, and that's been seen. That hardship has been taken on by a lot of farmers and ranchers, and then that property is lost. So through diversification, just like any environmental system that is healthy, is very, very diverse, right? Things can happen to that environment, but it is resilient enough because it has enough factors at play to bounce back.
The Johnsons continue to explore new opportunities, opening the ranch to weddings, workshops, alpaca picnics, and more. Meanwhile, partnerships within the surrounding communities grow, and the property remains viable for food production. For WSRR, I'm Raleigh Burley.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KDNK, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.